Athens is now proposing a new set of tax hikes, pension cuts, and economic reforms in exchange of a third bailout program through the European Stability Mechanism over the next 3 years. The Greek parliament voted overwhelmingly on Saturday in favor of authorizing the government of Prime Minister Alex Tsipras to negotiate with international creditors with the package. The bill was passed by the plenum with 251 votes in favor and 32 against. The latest reforms package is strikingly similar to the terms Greece had rejected in referendum Tsipras had called in June. Head of the Clone Institute for Economic Research, Michael Hewter, said although he was skeptical about Greece's ability to enact all of the reforms, the Greek government's public support made the situation easier.
The experience of the last 5 years is not very favorable for the assumption that they will be successful in succeeding all these problems, solving the problems they have. But I think it's the first time that they have a government in Greece, they have a big support from the public, impressive support in the parliament, so that they will be able to solve these problems more creatively and more straight to the target than the previous government.
He added he was optimistic that contagion in the Eurozone could be avoided.
I'm very optimistic that we could avoid this because all the other crisis countries, Portugal, Italy, Spain, and Ireland, had a very different situation and had a different experience from the last 5 years from the crisis management. They were able to go ahead in restructuring the economy and restructuring the public budgets. So we have a different situation than in spring 2010. There is the isolated problem of Greece, and there is a more stable Eurozone of the rest, so I'm optimistic that we will be able to manage this problem.
Finance ministers of the 19-nation euro area will meet to decide whether to recommend opening negotiations despite exasperation at the 5-year-old Greek crisis. A senior EU official said the meeting would include discussions on whether Greece needs more debt relief. Noah Barking, Reuters bureau chief for Germany, said the topic is one of the key issues to reach a deal.
Yes, well, one of the big stumbling blocks has been Greek demands for debt relief. They're supported by the International Monetary Fund, which says that Greece cannot return to sustainable debt levels without significant debt relief. What we'll probably see is, instead of a sort of classic haircut, which means writing down the face value of the debt, the principal, we're going to see a stretching out of maturities of Greek debt if there is a deal.
Greek banks have been closed since June the 29th, when capital controls were imposed and cash withdrawals rationed after the collapse of previous bailout talks. Greece defaulted on an IMF loan repayment the following day and now faces a critical July the 20th bond redemption to the ECB of nearly 3.5 billion euros, which it cannot make without aid. For CII, I'm Guo Yan.